Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
What is the Holy Spirit speaking today? Where is your awareness and focus? Is it on the passing scene or is it on the Lord? I'm Ron, your host, and today the family talks about what our focus and attitudes should be in these distressing times.
There's such confusion in Christianity about what's the truth. We've got many different opinions, many different ideas. Where is my focus going to be? Got to be paying attention to today. What is the Holy Spirit speaking today? We're letting God develop us and create us according to His will, according to His design. As we follow the divine order of God and how He's unfolding this kingdom that He's bringing on the earth, we're all going to make it.
Each person is deciding in his own heart. I think it has to do with focus. Where's your awareness and where's your focus? Everything that I see wants to consume your focus of what's happening on a human realm. God's kingdom is not coming from a human realm. It's coming from a spirit realm, and we're drawing it down by faith, by our actions, by our focus every day, because that's where our focus is. Our attitude and our thinking about what's happening around us changes. All the riots, government stuff, health stuff, financial stuff. It's not where my heart is. It's not where my focus is. It's not where the Holy Spirit's directing me. If we're going to see something positive come forth on this earth, it's not going to come from this earth. We're not going to be saved by some great leader, some great scientist. It's going to come because there's those that God's raised up that have an awareness of their calling, have an awareness that within them, God's placed His Spirit and His Word, and they're drawing down that kingdom to the earth. On a human realm, it's completely hopeless. There's nobody going to come up and make this world unified or beautiful. We've got proof of it for 2,000 years and probably more than that. A lot of great civilizations, none of them were able to bring God's kingdom on the earth. Yeah. So why in the world do we think that we can now? You know, there's nobody here that's saving this situation. It just gets worse to worse. In my heart, I believe for salvation for every person that they come to a revelation of the helplessness of humanity without Christ.
You know, I was just thinking of Matthew 6 and what you were talking about just a minute ago. It says, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And now the key. But seek first His kingdom and right. His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. What you were saying earlier, there are all these things that want our attention. But if we take and do the one thing that we're supposed to do,
right,
things will take care of themselves. You know, there is a statement, care for today and tomorrow will take care of itself. Every day is an issue. And if you start being anxious for tomorrow, man, you just magnified the situation, whatever you're under. Don't worry about tomorrow. You can't do anything about it anyway. But it eats them alive because they're so worried about whatever they can't control. If we give one focus on Him and His kingdom, everything that we need will be provided for us, and
right.
we need to have nothing else distract us.
We're taking steps towards God.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we throw off the restrictions that was put upon us by another day, another age, another way of thinking, as we throw all this off, we're being revealed to God, and God in His grace is perfecting us. And that's really exciting because we got our choice.
Mm.
God is moving in the earth.
Right.
That's what I'm watching.
Right.
I'm excited about that.
Listen, there's something else that the Lord's doing to His sons. He's working in us a humility that I think His first son had. I can do only those things that I see the Father do, and I only hear those things the Father says. And He wasn't moved by what He heard or what He saw outside of Himself. That's a hard place to come to. In fact, I don't think it's a place you can come to without the Holy Spirit working in you. It feels better to be honest and humble yourself. God's humbling your spirit.
Because we love Him so much, we want to be obedient. We want to be a delight to Him. We want to be like David, a man after God's own heart. I think that's where we're headed, Ron, because God in His infinite wisdom brings us the water of the Word at the correct time. And it's so exciting to see God get what He wants.
He's faithful. He came down here to create an open door, not just to open the door, but to give us the very provision to be sons and to be with Him. And that's what we're doing. And that's actually what this podcast is all about. It's because we want the promises. We want the relationship to be manifested on this earth, not in a Bible, not on a plaque of a wall. We want it manifested in our hearts first, and then outside of us, we want to see it in this world.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.